Searching family history. Finding historical records on the Western Australian Online Index. The registry has more than 3.1 million records relating to people who were born, married or died in Western Australia. A similar registration system operates in other Australian states and territories, and records relating to your ancestors who may have lived interstate can be traced by inquiring at that state's registry. The best way to trace your family tree is to start with the information you know and work backwards. Yourself, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Your relatives can give you information about other family members, but as you move through the generations, you will need to start checking other sources. This is where birth, death and marriage certificates can help. Family History Kit, PDF, 582 kilobytes, FH1, Family History Reduced Fee Form, PDF, 758 kilobytes. WA Online Index. You can search the WA Online Index free of charge. If you choose to order a copy of the event, refer to the Forms and Fees section or apply online at Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages Online. Date range number of records births, open era equals 100 years after date of birth 1841 to 1923254, 251 deaths, open era equals 30 years after date of death 1841 to 1993561, 079 marriages. Open era equals 75 years after date of marriage 1841 to 1948168, 436. The WA Online Index will be updated annually. Open era date ranges are used by all state and territory registries throughout Australia. This accommodates the increase in life expectancy and complies with the Western Australian Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act 1998. For searches outside of the open era range, see the Request a Birth, Death or Marriage Search section. Transcripts of early colonial records, prior to 1841, deposited with the State Archives can be viewed at the J.S. Batty Library, Alexander Library Building, Perth Cultural Centre, Northbridge. Apply for a Family History Certificate. A certificate of any birth, death or marriage registration located in the Western Australian Online Index can be purchased by selecting the order form option located at the end of each index entry. This form should be printed and the applicant details added before posting to the registry along with the required fee. In recognition of the fact that the fraudulent use of certificates reduces with the age of the record, the evidence of identity requirements are not required for historical open-era records. The Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages is aware that some private companies charge a fee to download copies of birth, death and marriage certificate application forms or to assist with the certificate application process. Application forms are readily available for the public to download at no cost. These companies have no affiliation with the registry and any complaints about their operations should be directed to the Department of Mines, Industry Regulation and Safety's Consumer Protection Division. Request a birth, death or marriage search. If you are unsure of the particulars of an event, a 10-year search of the indexes can be requested using the BDM 350 search for birth, death or marriage form. The registry will issue a letter of confirmation which can then be used to apply for a certificate if required. When applying through this method, provide as much information as you can as this will affect the results of the search. Indicate if you are unsure how a name is spelt as minor variations of the spelling will be checked. If the event date you provide is incorrect, the register will be searched for 5 years either side of the nominated date. If you do not know the date of the event, a search of the records can be undertaken by nominating the period you want searched. Uncertified copies, redacted or unredacted. Uncertified plain paper copies of original handwritten or typed WA records are available for births that occurred 100 years or more ago. Deaths between 1841 to 1983, original handwritten or typed records are not available for deaths from 1984 as they have all been digitized. Marriages that occurred 75 years or more ago. These cannot be used for official or legal purposes such as proof of identity and can only be obtained from the Perth Registry Office. Applications will not be accepted at courthouse locations. Uncertified copies of original records may be of varying quality and legibility, handwritten or typed. Every effort is made to provide the best image quality possible, but where the image is difficult to decipher, the registry is unable to transcribe the document or provide a refund. Please note some words in open-era records may cause offence. In order to avoid causing offence, The copy you receive will be redacted unless you specifically ask for an unredacted copy. By asking for an unredacted copy, you accept that the copy you receive could contain words that may cause, or be capable of causing, offense to you or someone else who is aware of it. Original records held at the registry are confidential and are not available for viewing for family history research by members of the public or professional genealogists. Who can apply for family history certificates? In Western Australia, historical certificates are available to anyone, 16 years of age or over, for births 100 years old or more. Anyone, 16 years of age or over, for deaths 30 years old or more. Anyone, 16 years of age or over, for marriages 75 years old or more. In recognition of the fact that the fraudulent use of certificates reduces with the age of the record, the evidence of identity requirements are not required for the historical certificate stated above. More recent certificates held by the registry contain sensitive and personal information and are restricted to eligible people only. A person must be at least 16 years of age to apply for a certificate and must provide their evidence of identity. If you are not an eligible applicant, you must provide the written consent or authority from an eligible person, and you must also provide evidence of identity for yourself and that person. See Letter of Authority download below. BDM 600, Letter of Authority, PDF. Please refer to the Who Can Apply sections of the relevant birth, death or marriage web pages for a full list of eligible applicants. Forms and fees. Forms 2, Uncertified Copy of Birth, Death or Marriage Record, PDF. BDM 350, Search for Birth, Death or Marriage Form, PDF. BDM 600, Letter of Authority, PDF. Fees. The fees for applying for a certificate $55, Certified Birth, Death or Marriage Certificate, $35, Search of an Index, each 10-year range, $20, Uncertified Copy of a Record, Open Era Records Only, $42, Priority Service, Processing the Issue of a Certificate in Priority to Other Applicants, in addition to the certificate fee. The following payment methods are accepted: credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, EFTPOS debit card or cash, when paying in person, check or money order, payable to Registrar of Births, Deaths, and Marriages, when paying at a Western Australian court, payable to the Department of Justice. Overseas applicants, dollar ord via credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, or international money order or bank draft, payable to Registrar of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. Refund policy. The refund policy, PDF 541.32 kilobytes, outlines the circumstances that are considered for refund of fees paid for goods or services provided by the Western Australian Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages. What identification is required? Applicants are required to provide at least three forms of evidence of identity documents before being eligible to receive certificates. One from List 1, 2 and 3. At least one containing a photograph. Or one from List 1 and two from List 2. At least one containing a photograph. Or two from List 2 and one from List 3. At least one containing a signature. List 1, link between photo and signature. Australian driver's license. Australian passport. Australian firearm license. Defence Force/Police ID card. Australian citizenship certificate, with evidence of residential status. Western Australian photo card, over 18 or proof of identity card. Australian learner driver's permit card. List 2, evidence of operating in the community. A financial institution debit or credit card. Document of identity issued by the passport office. Centrelink/Veterans Affairs entitlement card. Birth certificates. Birth extracts are not accepted. Medicare card. Naturalization, citizenship or immigration papers issued by the Department of Home Affairs. Australian security or crowd control license. Student identity document or statement of enrollment. List 3, proof of residency. Driver's license renewal notice. Financial institution statement less than 6 months old. Motor vehicle registration. Property lease or tenancy agreement. Shire/water rates notice. student report or certificate less than 12 months old, utility account less than 6 months old. For overseas applicants, the registry will consider overseas equivalent evidence of identity documents. Where to apply? Applications can be submitted in person at the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages in Perth or at any court location in Albany, Armidale, Broome, Bunbury, Busselton, Carnarvon, Collie, Derby, Esperance, Fremantle, Geraldton, Joondalup, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Katanning, Kununurra, Mandurah, Manjimup, Meriden, Midland, Mora, Narrogin, Northam, Rockingham, and South Headland. By post. Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. P.O. Box 7720. Cloisters Square. Perth WA 6850.